KINY Juneau. Now from the Alaska Airlines Studio, local first news for Juneau and all of Southeast Alaska.
From the capital city, I'm Jazz Garrett. On Thursday, Governor Mike Dunleavy vetoed Senate Bill 140, the legislature's omnibus education compromise. Senate Bill 140 was the largest increase in school funding in state history, with a $680 increase to the base student allocation. The bill also significantly improved internet connectivity in rural Alaska, provided $10 million in additional funding for the Alaska Reads Act, and brought parity to public correspondence education by increasing funding by $14.5 million. This afternoon, the Senate will meet with the House in a joint session in an attempt to override the governor's veto. Representative Elise Galvin for District 14 and Representative Louise Stutes, District 5, are both hoping for a veto override today, amongst other legislators.
Pretty clear, at least from my district, that Alaskans and my constituents have said, look, this is what we're looking for. That's my job.
This is going to be a turning point for Alaskans to watch and to see.
Absolutely.
Are we listening to our constituents? And if so, I think that the message is very clear. Or are we allowing another body, the executive branch?
Or the party.
Or a party. I hate for party politics to get involved with this. This is a nonpartisan issue.
It should be, but
education
it is not.
Should be so simple. And so we hope that folks stay clear and listen to their constituents, in which case I believe we'll get to the override.
Stutes looks at how the bill would improve internet in rural Alaska.
What people are forgetting about, it's not just an education bill. It's got the bag bill in it, which is the rural broadband bill. And it's kind of lost its sparkle amongst the education portion of the bill. And that broadband bill is huge. I mean, it is going to make the difference, having broadband to some of these rural communities, as to whether or not these communities can remain sustainable.
She adds that education is the core for recruiting and retaining Alaska's workforce.
And it isn't just our teachers, it's our public employees. Mm-hmm. We're losing them right and left, you know, and when I hear, oh, Alaska's open for business, Alaska is not open for business because we don't have the workforce.
Galvin says what she thinks led to the huge bipartisan support of the passing of Senate Bill 140 back on February 22nd.
We've all heard from our constituents that the schools have been broken for quite some time, and more so each year. And while we'd all love to see some change of a direction in some ways, particularly smaller classes, we're just not going to get there unless we fund the schools. And that starts with that. This was a compromise bill. I was proud that we had such a vast combination of independents like me, Republicans like Louise, and Democrats all on board, 56-3.
She added that Senate Bill 140 is meant to float all students.
If we don't get to an override, I think it's going to send a message to all of our Alaskan students, to our parents, to our businesses, and to everyone in the nation that we are not investing in the people here.
FEMA announced on Saturday that federal disaster assistance has been made available to the Wrangell Cooperative Association to supplement recovery efforts in the areas affected by a severe storm, landslides, and mudslides on November 20, 2023. The president's action makes federal funding available to affected individuals in the Wrangell Cooperative Association. Assistance can include grants for temporary housing and home repairs, low-cost loans to cover uninsured property losses, and other programs to help individuals and business owners recover from the effects of the disaster. Federal funding is also available to the Wrangell Cooperative Association and certain private nonprofit organizations on a cost-sharing basis for emergency protective measures. The funding is also available on a cost-sharing basis for hazard mitigation measures for the Wrangell Cooperative Association. Individuals and business owners who sustained losses in the designated areas can begin applying for assistance by registering online at disasterassistance.gov, calling 1-800-621-3362, or by using the FEMA app. Coming up, an update on the Alaska Salmon Research Task Force. That story next with Grace Dumas when Local First News continues. On March 27th, the Alaska Salmon Research Task Force is holding a meeting. Co-chair Ed Farley says the task force was created to develop a coordinated salmon research strategy for sustainable salmon management in Alaska.
During December of 22, Congress put in an act, it was called the Alaska Salmon Research Task Force Act. That act was passed into law, and it directed the Department of Commerce to put together a task force to get a better understanding of what's happening with salmon populations in terms of declining returns, numbers of returns, and also the high variability.
The purpose of the Alaska Salmon Research Task Force is to compile science and traditional knowledge to identify what is known about salmon in Alaska, data gaps, and needed research. Chair Jacob Ivanoff explains the impacts of the declining salmon populations.
Along the Yukon, they have family fish camps to where they take their family to different parts of the river to where they catch a lot of the salmon and put away for the winter, and they haven't been able to go there in the last 10 years, and so a lot of the people along the Yukon and Kuskokwim are seeing a change in their diet of food and their cultural practices and teaching the younger ones and how to store food for the winter. But not only to humans, there's also a negative impact that it has on bears and the wolves that also feed on the salmon, so it's a shift in their diet as well.
The meeting will be available to attend online through the NOAA website. The 75th annual Juneau Lions Club gold medal basketball tournament kicked off yesterday. Here are the score updates. First off, Haynes won against Cake, 71-63. Then Hoonah prevailed against Metlakatla, 76-60. Then Heidelberg won 80-69 against Metlakatla. Then Yakutat won 53-50 against Metlakatla. Then Yakutat won 71-68 against Cake. Hoonah came out well ahead in a game against Yakutat, 70-42. Then Heidelberg won 110-86 against Klekwan. Finally, Haynes won 53-37 against Angoon. The games began again today at 11 a.m. and continue through 7 p.m. tonight at Juneau Douglas High School. Listen and subscribe to the Gold Medal Basketball Podcast wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Brought to you by KINY. Now you're up to date with Local First News. I'm Grace Dumas.